Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 3rd, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to show us the way. Each and every day you indicate to us the direction in which we are traveling, and we see from your word that it is an accurate description. We ask today that you would fill us with truth, that our hearts might be filled with understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sure that by now you've heard all about the coronavirus, and today I'd like to share with you some articles that deal with that subject. The first article that I'd like to share with you is found in the CNN website. It was published on February the 18th, 2020. One of the writers' names in that article is Jen Christensen. That's Christensen. And the second writer is Mira Sathilingam. Let me spell that last name for you. Sentilingam. The article, of course, was published on February the 18th, 2020. And the title of the article is Coronavirus Explained. What you need to know. The title again. Coronavirus Explained. What you need to know. Here's the article. A new Chinese coronavirus, a cousin of the SARS virus, has infected hundreds since the outbreak began in Wuhan, China, in December. Scientist Leon Poon, who first decoded the virus, thinks it likely started in an animal and spread to humans. What we know is it causes pneumonia and then doesn't respond to antibiotic treatment, which is not surprising, but then, in terms of mortality, SARS kills. It killed 10% of the individuals that caught it. Poon, a virologist at the School of Public Health at the University of Hong Kong, said, "It's not clear how deadly the Wuhan coronavirus will be, but fatality rates are currently lower than both MERS and SARS. Experts stress that it will change as the outbreak develops." The World Health Organization offered guidance to countries on how they can prepare for it, including how to monitor for the sick and how to treat patients. Here's what you should know about coronaviruses. What is a coronavirus? Coronaviruses are a large group of viruses that are common among animals. In rare cases, they are what scientists call zoonotic, meaning they can be transmitted from animals to humans, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What are some of the symptoms? The viruses can make people sick, usually with a mild to moderate upper respiratory tract illness, similar to a common cold. Coronavirus symptoms include a runny nose, cough, sore throat, possibly a headache, and maybe a fever, which can last for a couple of days. For those with a weakened immune system, the elderly and the very young, there's a chance the virus could cause a lower and much more serious respiratory tract illness like a pneumonia or bronchitis. There are a handful of coronaviruses that are known to be deadly. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as the MERS virus, was first reported in the Middle East in 2012 and also causes respiratory problems, but those symptoms are much more severe. 3 to 4 out of every 10 patients infected with MERS died, according to the CDC. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, also known as SARS, is the other coronavirus that can cause more severe symptoms. First identified in the Guangdong province in southern China according to the World Health Organization, it causes respiratory problems, but can also cause diarrhea, fatigue, shortness of breath, respiratory distress, and kidney failure. Depending on the patient's age, the death rate with SARS ranged from 0 to 50% of the cases, with older people being the most vulnerable. The Wuhan coronavirus is certainly thought to be more mild than SARS and MERS and takes longer to develop symptoms. Patients to date have typically experienced a mild cough for a week, followed by shortness of breath, causing them to visit the hospital, explains Peter Horby, professor of emerging infectious diseases and global health at the University of Oxford. So far, around 15% to 20% of cases have become severe, requiring, for example, ventilation in the hospital. How is it spread? Viruses can spread from human contact with animals. Scientists think MERS started in camels, according to the World Health Organization. With SARS, scientists suspected civet cats were to blame. Officials do not yet know what animals may have caused the current outbreak in Wuhan. When it comes to human-to-human transmission of the viruses, often it happens when someone comes into contact with an infected person's secretions, such as droplets in a cough. Depending on how virulent the virus is, a cough, sneeze, or handshake could cause exposure. The virus can also be transmitted by touching something an affected person has touched, and then touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. Caregivers can sometimes be exposed by handling a patient's waste, according to the CDC. Human-to-human transmission has been confirmed for the Wuhan coronavirus, but experts are now trying to understand who is transmitting it most, who is at risk, and whether transmission is occurring mostly in hospitals or in the community. SARS and MERS were largely transmitted inside hospitals. Horby said, some people are also considered to be super spreaders. So who is affected? MERS and SARS and the Wuhan coronavirus appear to cause more severe disease in older people, though uncertainty remains around the latest outbreak. Of the cases of Wuhan coronavirus reported so far, none are yet confirmed to be among children, Horby said. The average age is people 40 or over, he said. There is no specific treatment, but research is underway. Most of the time, symptoms will go away on their own, and experts advise seeking care early. If symptoms feel worse than a standard cold, see a doctor. Doctors can relieve symptoms by prescribing a pain or fever medication. The CDC says a room humidifier or a hot shower can help with a sore throat or cough. Drink plenty of fluids. Get rest and sleep as much as possible. Should you worry about the Wuhan coronavirus? The Wuhan coronavirus fatality rate is lower than that of SARS and MERS, and still comparable to the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, explains Neil Ferguson, professor of mathematical biology at Imperial College in London. It is a significant concern globally, Ferguson said, noting that we don't fully understand the severity. Ferguson believes the fatality rate is likely to be lower due to an iceberg of milder cases we are yet to find. But he highlights that novel viruses spread much faster through a population. So how can you prevent it? There's no vaccine to prevent against this family of viruses, at least not yet. Trials for a MERS vaccine are underway. The U.S. National Institute of Health is working on a vaccine against the new virus, but it will be months until clinical trials get underway, and more than a year until it might become available. You may be able to reduce your risk of infection by avoiding people who are sick. Try to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Wash your hands often with soap and water, and for at least 20 seconds. Awareness is key. If you are sick and have reason to believe it may be the Wuhan coronavirus due to travel in the region or coming into contact with someone who has been there, you should let a healthcare provider know and seek treatment early. Cover your mouth and nose when you cough or sneeze, and disinfect the objects and surfaces you touch. If traveling to China, be aware of symptoms and avoid live animal markets, which is where the latest outbreak began in Wuhan. In pregnant women, the more severe versions of MERS and SARS coronaviruses can be serious. There are cases in which a woman infected with MERS had a stillbirth, a 2014 study showed. SARS-associated illnesses were linked to cases of spontaneous abortion, maternal death, and critical maternal illness, a 2004 study found. Pets can catch coronaviruses, and the infections can become severe. Sometimes the viruses can lead to deadly diseases. One can cause feline infectious diseases in cats, and sometimes called the pantropic. And these can infect cats and dogs, according to a 2011 study. Cats can catch SARS, but none of the infected cats developed symptoms, according to the study. The feline coronavirus typically is asymptomatic, but can cause mild diarrhea. Feline infectious parotiditis, or FIP, can cause flu-like symptoms for a cat, but can also be more serious for cats and can cause organ failure. But it is not contagious and will not spread from animal to animal or person to person. Pantropic canine coronaviruses can impact cats and dogs. They can be fatal to dogs, studies show. These particular viruses don't seem to spread to humans. So that's the end of our first article. And remember, that first article is entitled Coronavirus Explained, What You Need to Know. It's found in the CNN website, published on February the 18th, 2020. There's a second article I'd like to share with you today on the same subject, and I found this in Al Jazeera website. That's Al Jazeera. This was published on Wednesday, the 26th of February, and the title of that article is Coronavirus Spreads in Middle East and Beyond. The title again, Coronavirus Spreads in Middle East and Beyond. Here's that article. The coronavirus is spreading in the Middle East, Europe, and other parts of the world as Brazil confirmed its first case in Latin America, while parts of China begin to lower their emergency response level as the number of new cases reported there continues to slow. More deaths have been reported in Iran and Italy, while South Korea on Wednesday said an 11th person had died of the disease there. Globally, at least 80,000 people have been diagnosed with the illness. Here are the latest updates. Finland reports second case. A second confirmed coronavirus case has been diagnosed in Finland, health authorities say. The female Finnish patient has recently visited the city of Milan in Italy. She's being treated at the Helsinki University Hospital. The woman has a fever, but was reported to be doing well and had only been in contact with two other people since arriving back in Finland on the weekend. Pakistan's Health Minister Zafar Mirza confirmed the first two cases of coronaviruses in the country. Both cases are being taken care of according to clinical standards and protocols, and both of them are stable. No need to panic, they say. Things are under control. I will hold a press conference tomorrow on return from Taftan. A woman who recently arrived from Italy to North Macedonia's first confirmed case, the country's health minister said on Wednesday, is the first case in North Macedonia. The patient tested positive for coronavirus. She's the first patient in North Macedonia to have tested positive for this pathogen. The woman who sought medical help early on Wednesday drove to North Macedonia from Italy in a van, All other passengers from the van are undergoing tests. Then there's Ireland and Italy. The Irish Rugby Football Union said it has postponed the country's Six Nation fixture against Italy due to the coronavirus outbreak in northern Italy, following a recommendation from Irish health authorities. We will immediately begin to work with six other nation partners to look at how we would reschedule the games. I would hope to have an update on that in the coming days. The game was scheduled to take place in Dublin on March the 7th, with thousands of Italian supporters, many from the regions most affected by the outbreak, expected to make the trip. Then the novel coronavirus was confirmed in two new cases by the University Hospital in southwestern German city of Tübingen, bringing to three the number of cases confirmed in Germany over the past 2 days. A further two cases were confirmed in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia of a man and his wife. The man reported to be in his 40s and suffering from a pre-existing health problem and is being treated in an intensive care unit in Dusseldorf. His wife is a kindergarten teacher, and State Health Minister Longmann said the children from the faculty had been ordered to stay home. The couple are believed to have had widespread social contact over the past 2 weeks. In Lebanon, Lebanon's health ministry confirmed the country's second case of coronavirus and said the patient was quarantined after returning from a religious trip to Iran. The woman arrived in Lebanon last week on the same flight as the first case and has been in quarantine at Beirut Hospital since showing symptoms on Monday. In Brazil, Brazil's government confirmed that a 61-year-old Brazilian man who traveled to Italy this month has Latin America's first confirmed case of the contagious new coronavirus. We will now see how this virus behaves in a tropical country in the middle of summer, how its behavior pattern will be. The Brazilian man spent 2 weeks in northern Italy's Lombardy region on a work trip where he contracted the contagious virus, the health ministry said. In China, of course, and we know that's where it began, China's embassy in Russia has demanded authorities in Moscow end what it said are discriminatory anti-coronavirus measures against Chinese nationals. The complaint, detailed in an embassy letter to the city's authorities, deplored what is called ubiquitous monitoring of Chinese nationals, including a public view of them on all public transport. Authorities in Moscow have also been carrying out raids on potential carriers of the virus, individuals at their homes or hotels, and using facial recognition technology to enforce quarantine measures. The letter followed unconfirmed local media reports that these people are being discriminated against, and of course they are not allowed to travel in the public transportation. There are now more new cases of the coronavirus reported each day outside China than inside the hardest hit country, the World Health Organization said. Yesterday, the number of new cases reported outside China exceeded the number of new cases in China for the first time. The UN Health Agency put the number of new cases in China at 411 on Tuesday, and those registered outside at 427. Japan vowed to continue preparing to host this year's Olympics after an International Olympic Committee member suggested that games should be cancelled during the coronavirus outbreak. Olympics minister dismissed the member's comment, saying at a parliamentary session that that was not something that they were going to do. All we can do is to prepare to host the games with peace of mind and be recognized by the IOC, she said. Britain has started random tests for coronaviruses on flu patients who have an early warning system in place in case the outbreak becomes more widespread, a senior health official said. We're heightening our vigilance because of the apparent spread of the virus in countries outside mainland China. In Britain, random tests for the virus will be carried out at 11 hospitals and 100 general medical offices on people who have flu symptoms, including a cough, plus shortness of breath and a fever. The U.S. President Donald Trump said he will hold a news conference on the coronavirus at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, and we, of course, we saw that already, as infections surge globally and U.S. health officials urge Americans to prepare for it to spread in the U.S. Abu Dhabi Airways has suspended flights to Hong Kong until March the 28th, the airline said, citing a drop in demand. The UAE suspended all flights to mainland China, except Beijing, on February the 5th, amid the coronavirus outbreak there. And a man in his 80s died in Tokyo after catching the new coronavirus, Japan's public broadcaster NHK said, citing a government source. This was Japan's third fatality from the coronavirus, excluding those who were on the cruise ship, the Diamond Princess. Hundreds of guests who have been locked down in a hotel on the Spanish island of Tenerife after Italian tourists staying there were diagnosed with coronavirus will remain in isolation for 14 days, a senior regional government official has said. Two more of the group of 10 Italian holidaymakers tested positive for the infection, but tests on the rest of the group have returned negative, the official said. European Union countries should coordinate their responses to the outbreak of the coronavirus to avoid diverging approaches, the EU's health commissioner told reporters. Speaking at a joint news conference in Rome with the health ministry of Italy, he makes the point that these nations need to come together and make sure that they are coordinating their responses. So you see how big this has become. And I've just gone through half of the article, but there's much more here. And as we go from day to day, you'll notice that the spread continues. Of course, you and I need to know that if they do not know from whence it really is coming, there will not be a way for them to anticipate where it will land next. We need to be careful in what we do and take the kind of wisdom and counsel that we have been given so far, making sure that we wash our hands and we not place ourselves in conditions and in locations where there's obvious vulnerability. But of course, there is not that much that you can do. We have been warned that there will come a time when diseases will be spread all over this world. And you and I must be ready for that. There is really only one place that we can be sure of to be protected from the harm and danger that will surround us. And as I said before, there are certain simple things that we need to do as human beings. But in actual fact, our place of safety must be the arms of Jesus. Place ourselves in his care. Surrender ourselves to him. Ask for his guidance in all things, so that we might walk according to his will and be protected from the harm that surrounds. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide, that you continue to inform, that you have informed before all of this. We're grateful that we can trust you implicitly. And today we place ourselves in your care, asking that you would continue to guide us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, March the 3rd, 2020.